This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, I get excited here because I became aware of the globalist plan when I was a teenager because I had family that was aware of it and speaking out against it. And I had family that had worked in the government, in the military, like our guest, Ricardo Bossi. They were telling me about the plan in the United States, bringing world government. He was reading a document from the 1980s planning it. So this is the same global program. Some stations don't carry the short 5 minutes. A lot do. But just specifically, Ricardo, you're a very polite guy, but I'll jump in a lot if you don't just take over. Tell folks exactly what you're facing, what's going on, and specifically how we don't fall into their trap, and how we have a peaceful revolution of noncompliance versus being roped into a violent revolution.
Sure. What they're doing, as you've seen on the media, is confronting protesters. But what they're not showing you is the truth, and we have our own people out there which communicate what's going on. And you've seen the reports of violent right-wing anti-vaxxers. Well, there's nothing right-wing about us at all. I mean, check our policies out. And we're not violent, and nor are the protesters. So what happens is, what happened in Melbourne most recently, one of our major unions, the CFMEU, the membership is split from the leadership because they know the leadership are fully on board with the globalists. There's an individual called Sharon Burrows, who used to be head of the Australian Council of Trade Union. That's the peak union body in Australia, who's now signed up globalists living in Belgium doing Carl Schwab's bidding. So anyway, they're splitting apart, and they were forming up, and they started marching. The police, there were about 300 or 400 there. The police told them to move on. And the construction guys, they're pretty robust individuals down under, as I guess they are in the US. And they just ignored them. And then 300 to 400 turned into 5,000, turned into 10,000, turned into 20,000. But if you watch the news, it sounded like there are 300 cranky anti-vaxxers throwing fists at the police. It was completely the other way around. And so they're lying to us. But now, how do we raise this army, for example? The truth. The truth is what's going to do it. Let me give you one story that'll just get you riled. We have in Australia a 90-year suppression order which conceals the names of 28 VIP pedophiles, including a former prime minister. Now, this document is a police document. It was raised by Senator Bill Heffernan in 2015 in a Senate inquiry, and he sat alone because no other senator would be there with him. So we've got a 90-year suppression order which nobody, no party, Liberal, Labor, Nationals and Greens, none of them have whispered, because we know that that's one of their key tools for getting the results that they want, whether it's the judiciary or the military or whatever. That's the part of the blackmail. Now, that's not the only one. There's another one that came out of South Australia, which is one of our Australian states, and there was a Mulligan inquiry, it was called, Justice Mulligan, and that has an 80-year suppression order. So pedophilia, this golden thread, I shouldn't call it a golden thread, I should call it something less glossy. It's this awful thread that runs through the control. And that's how one of the main methods they have used to get a hold of the judiciary, the bureaucracy, the military, the academia, the media, everything. It's that. And so get the truth out, and we raise the truth as much as we can so people wake up and they realize there is a war. And it is against us, and the police are doing the bidding. Now, you mentioned why don't the police and the military do something. Alex, I've been looking for white hats in the ADF, in the Australian Defence Force, for a long time now, and I can't see any. And I mean it. I've looked hard. In fact, they've even turned some of my former colleagues against me. I was a best man at one of my friend's wedding. He was another special forces officer, and they sent him up against me to get some intel to find out what I was up to. And so this is really Australia contra mundum, Australia against the world. There are no white hats. And I have this little dream that when we get into power, and we will, that I'll call up, I'll look for a decent 4-star U.S. Marine Corps general, because they can see sea, air, land, and special ops fights. We'll bring them in on a 5-year contract to Australia, and he'll have one job, is to turn this woke joke, which is what the Australian Defence Force is, into a fighting machine again. And so we'll get him in. The other thing we'll have to do is we'll sack everybody from the rank of brigadier up. We'll be retired immediately.
Stay there. Back in 60 seconds. Ricardo Bossi. Stay with us.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Everybody listening here in the United States on hundreds of radio stations and over 100 TV stations to please take notes and check out everything we're laying out and breaking down here on the Alex Jones Show on this live September 26th Sunday broadcast. Because all I read is what the UN and the Davos Group and the Bilderberg Group are putting out and the Club of Rome. It's all the same people that chair it all, the CFR and the Royal Commissions, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. These are roundtable groups, and it's how the corporate British Empire controlled the world. But it's not the British Empire today, but it used that skeletal system. And if we're going to defeat it, it's what Mahatma Gandhi did in India against that very empire. And what our guest said earlier is totally true. Australia is having its coming-of-age real revolution right now against the Governor General and the vestigial systems of tyranny. And they looked at the whole world and said, that's the best place to have our beta test to trigger our civil war, crush the people, and bring in total tyranny. Same thing is happening here with no borders, no walls, the attacks on America, the racial division. All of this is demoralizing you. Putting in Biden, he's supposed to be hated. He's supposed to make the country look terrible because they want a collapse, but with them posing as the saviors. They're bringing in their world government. They're bringing in their world ID. So you see Australia with the military and the police and unmarked police beating up old ladies, arresting men, women, and children for going outside, saying they're non-essential. This is part of the takeover of the planet. And there's only one way politically, culturally, militarily to defeat this, and it's how he's talking about recognizing it's a foreign takeover, recognizing it's illegitimate, recognizing we have global solidarity with each other against this corporate New World Order that uses socialism and communism and leftist garbage as its control system. We're not right-wing. I agree with him. We're populists worldwide who want to get back to governing our own countries for the people, by the people, of the people. So Ricardo Bossi's here with us, AustraliaOneParty.com. And again, he was a Special Oil Services Lieutenant Colonel. And he was also National Commander of Australian SAS Forces. He also was the Director of Future Capability Development Headquarters, Special Operations, amongst others. He can speak to the type of societal behavioral psychology takeover that wants to make it physical to radically reshuffle. And that's why they're building, quote, emergency camps for shielding in place. They have the same thing in Europe, same thing here. They say soon we'll put people that are healthy in camps to protect them from those that aren't and the anti-vaxxers. That's the cover for the internment camps they're building once they trigger the civil wars. So they have them here. They have them in Canada, Europe, UK, Australia, New Zealand. This is a formulaic operation globally. We must formulaically awaken to it and say no. I'm going to stop ranting here, Ricardo Bossi, but you've got the floor for the rest of the segment, the next, to raise the alarm worldwide and explain again how we have victory without violence.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned the Constitution, the Governor General. In Australia, and this is part of raising the awareness, letting people know there are solutions to this. Let me give you an example. I wrote an open letter to our Governor General, whom I knew when he was a Lieutenant Colonel and I was a Major. And he has options open to him that the people are unaware of. For example, the Prime Minister and the Cabinet isn't mentioned in our Constitution. A national executive, federal executive is mentioned, appointed by the Governor-General. Now, if a government continues with unconstitutional behaviour, of which there is sufficient evidence, without a doubt, grossly unconstitutional behaviour on any level, the Governor-General must warn the government of that fact. If they persist with their unconstitutional behaviour, the Governor-General has the right to dismiss the government. Now, nobody wants to do that because it's unstable. It destabilises the rule of law in the minds of the people. But he has the power. And, I mean, you can't think of a better reason to start maybe making some suggestions to the government about the constitutionality of their behaviour. But the Governor-General has the lawful authority. Now, imagine this. This is just one option open to ending this immediately. The Governor-General has the power to warn the government to cease their unconstitutional behaviour. Let's say it doesn't. Then he dismisses the government, and he may appoint for a period of 3 months anybody to act as members of the Federal Executive Council, and they may then operate as departmental secretaries, or in the US model, secretaries of state, secretaries of health, secretaries of defense, the cabinet. And so this could be ended tomorrow. He appoints some people, they fill in, and they take over the running of the country. It's quite lawful, because this was one of the checks and measures that was put in by our founding fathers to make sure tyranny was not allowed. Now, what advice is the Governor-General getting? Well, I can guarantee it's globalist advice. It's not the real advice. Now it's up to him. He's been given the opportunity. There are opportunities now for him to take action. If he doesn't, like everybody else, he has signed his own death warrant, because one of our other key policies is we're going to reintroduce death penalty for treason and sedition. And we got rid of the death penalty 70 years ago. And we're going to bring it back. And what's interesting is that the leftists are claiming that we're brutal and inhuman for reintroducing the death penalty for treason and sedition, yet these are the same people who allow the most egregious abortion, full-term abortion laws in Australia. In fact, the US has only just caught up to Australia. See, the globalist hands reach into every aspect of our life here, and we've had full-term abortion, partial birth abortion laws creeping their way across Australia for years now. And the Australian people don't know about it, they don't understand it, they don't believe it. But I need to get this out in full so people of Australia understand this. It is lawful in Australia at the point of birth for a doctor to partially deliver the baby so the baby's head remains inside the mother, so it's not born, inverted commas, by definition. The doctor then gets a pair of Metzenbaum scissors and jabs a hole in the back of the baby's head, cuts it open, inserts a vacuum pump and sucks out the living brain of a baby at full term. The baby is then delivered, but it's not called a baby, it's called medical waste. It's not given a birth certificate, a death certificate. It is then sold as body parts to corporations. Now, this is legal in Australia and allegedly called health for women. Now, if these people are such moral imbeciles that they can't see the difference between a morning after pill and a full-term abortion, then they have no place in polite society.
You're absolutely right. They know exactly what they're doing. And some stations just joined us earlier. You broke down how it's the same thing in Europe, same thing in the U.S., same thing there. They use pedophilia in government by promoting pedophiles from a level of mayor up to your Senate and other areas, and that your government had 80-year seals on that in the government. And if you look at the German government, 30-plus thousand children placed with pedophiles to then be leased out to politicians. We even learned the CIA would put pedophiles in charge over police departments and areas in Afghanistan and supply them with children. So this is a evil cult of pedophiles that are at the heart of what we face worldwide.
Yeah, exactly right. It is worldwide. It is common. It is the way it's being done. And the people have to understand this. This has been going on since forever. This is not a recent innovation. This is millennia old, these practices, child sacrifice, the whole adrenochrome issue. This is not new. This is an ancient war. And look, we're not fighting just flesh and blood, as you well know. We are fighting satanic forces, by definition, satanic forces. And one of the major means by which it is delivered is by the Masonic lodges. Now, the low-level Masons think it's just a gentleman's club and you get to, you know, promote your business and do well. But at the higher levels, we know exactly what's going on. It is satanic. It is a blood ritual sacrifice that goes on regularly. And I've been contacted by Masons who've reluctantly admitted, we think you're right. There's something going on. Something's not quite right. But the Masons have penetrated every aspect of Australian society. Now, given that case, and I think I mentioned it earlier, when a body is so riddled with cancer that if you try to cut it out, you're going to kill the host. That's why the solution to this must be measured. It must be careful, because otherwise we're going to kill. We will face a civilizational collapse. Now imagine if all the crooks put their hands up and said, "Thank you, you're all right. We'll go away." The place will cease to function. So we have to transition from this Masonic-controlled Satanist cult to a point where they are removed and the country continues.
Absolutely, and we've got to explain this when we come back. It's a mystery school. It's what intelligence agencies grew out of. It's just a cult that is in control worldwide, whose ritual is abusing children, killing children, and it's real, and it's coming out. One city in Germany, 30,000 children taken from Christians, given to pedophiles for the government. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I guess it's Monday morning there in Australia, and it's still Sunday here. Coming up, Monica Schmidt, been a political prisoner arrested for trying to organize businesses that said they would stay open. Only big corporations are allowed to stay open and consolidate control. This is economic warfare on so many levels. Ricardo Bossi is our guest. He heads up Australia One Party, AustraliaOneParty.com or Australia One. And we've got about 8-9 minutes left here. What can Americans do? Because, again, you're being attacked by the same globalist force. What can people do in other parts of the world to try to free Australia and free other areas? Canada's in deep trouble. I mean, clearly, just expose the New World Order. But what else can we do? Because we know that they want to push everybody into violent revolution. That's why they tighten it down. That's why it gets worse and worse. We know they've built the emergency centers. If they were able to trigger a civil war, they say they want a post-industrial world. They say they want general society to collapse and depopulate. Well, I guess the globalists sit back in their mountaintop redoubts and roast marshmallows over the flames that consume us. So you've got a big military background at national global strategy levels. What would it look like if they were successfully able to trigger a civil war in Australia?
Civilizational collapse. Because we're a very dispersed population. We're centered in our major cities, so it's easy to contain us. And they've been working hard to strip the rural areas of its population. And, of course, our policy is to reverse that. But they lock us up in the city, and they'll just kill us. They will just kill us. They'll just lock us down. Fast-track it from the actual let's say there's a violent response. Those that take the violent actions are jailed. They will then impose even more draconian lockdowns on the entire country. And the Holodomor, which was the starvation of the Ukrainians under the Soviet Union, millions died to the point of cannibalism. The Chinese communists twice killed, I think, up to 40 million of their own people through famine. So these things are not unusual. This is not odd. This is not unexpected. This is exactly what they do. And that's why people have to understand their history. This is not bizarre. It is not beyond the realms of reality.
Exactly. This is a communist, great leap forward, cultural revolution playbook that we saw in the Russian Revolution, we've seen everywhere. And again, financed by the very same banks in Russia now financing this now. I mean, you're dead on. They are actually trying a collapse-level event to get full control and depopulate.
And that is exactly correct. And there is no real war. And let me just jump quickly. Beware of the China threat. Is there going to be a war against China? Probably. Is it going to be a real war? Absolutely. Is it going to be necessary? No, it's a distraction. It's actually no requirement. It was just like World War One, World War Two. It's good business. It's great business. The whole thing was set up that way, and we're going to go through it all again. So, again, if people knew their real history, they would recognize this for what it is. It is a lie. Everything they've been taught is a lie, and I understand the difficulty of accepting that. It is hard. But the fact is, we've got to, you said, what can the world do? Reveal the truth and communicate with each other internationally and share with each other the stories. It's paramount importance. It really is. There's one other thing the US can do particularly because you've got the capability. And that is, we're going to have some elections coming up shortly, and I'll bet my left marble that it will be corrupted. We know that. It'll either be a fake postal election, or it'll just be fraudulent. We know that. We haven't had an honest election in Australia for decades, and we've got the data on that as well. Books have been written about it. There's nothing unusual about that statement. So there will be a war. There will be an election. Monitoring. Now, we have, knowing there's going to be a crooked election, we have our own strategies and plans of what we're going to do. We expect it to be crooked. We expect to have, like you have in the U.S., an audit, and we expect the audit to reveal exactly what your audits are revealing, have revealed in Arizona and elsewhere. And so this is part of that slow process of legitimately demonstrating the lies of the globalists. So the U.S., because you've got the capability, track and monitor our elections when they're coming up. Now, it's, the next federal election is due in May next year, May 2022. It may be held sooner than that, but that's it. If we can get as honest an election as possible, we've got a chance. Even if it's crooked, then we'll go through the same patient process as you have done, and we'll audit. And so keep an eye on each other. We're like a family. The Australians are looking at the Americans. The Americans are looking at the Australians. We're all looking at the Canadians, the Europe. This is, as you said at the very beginning, this is one human race, and we are fighting for our collective survival. We have the same adversary applying exactly the same tactics. Australia is lucky. We're the first ones through the door. And as you know, the first one through the door always gets a blood nose, but as long as we've got a lot of people behind us, we'll eventually we'll take the room. And so that's what we need to do. We need to come together as a global community and understand that whatever apparent differences we have, that the great majority of people are good people. They're decent people. We are not a cancer on the planet, as the lunatic Greens would have us believe.
Well, that's right. We need to educate everybody that the Greens are a depopulationist elite movement. All of it is right out of Davos, right out of the globalist, and is the enemy of humanity. And they've got to be stopped. They will be stopped.
That's it. And we've only got a couple of minutes left, but I'd like to just finish on this because I'm a good student of the U.S. War of Independence, the Revolutionary War. A couple of points. Washington at one point had no more than 20% support. So 4 out of 5 of the colonists were telling the Brits exactly where he was, and he still won. The reason I tell that story is because we don't need everybody. We just need enough. We just need enough, and we can win this war. In Australia, that translates into 20%. That's 5 million people. We get 5 million. We win. Davos loses, and they'll never come back because we know exactly what we're going to do. Day one, we get control. We know exactly what our plan is. We've got it ready to go. The next point is, and I'll finish on this, and I'll let you wrap it up. The opening lines to your Declaration of Independence, the most beautiful political lines ever written. We hold these truths to be self-evident, and you know the rest. But those opening lines, as beautiful as they were irrelevant. They only had meaning and effect because of the last line. And this is what Australians have to understand for the first time in their lives, because we are fighting for our country for the first time in our lives on our own land. And here's the last line, which everybody should remember. We collectively commit our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And that's what we have to commit. That is the price of freedom that we must pay, that our fathers and forefathers before us paid. We have to be ready to do the same. We have to commit everything to this fight, everything, leave nothing on the table. Our lives, our wealth, and our sacred honor.
And we are blessed and honored, as you said, to be in this position. This is a great turning. This only happens every 3 or 4 or 5 generations. This is a very special time to be alive. We are all brothers and sisters together around the world in this fight. And I want to thank you, Ricardo Bossi from AustraliaOneParty.com, for joining us. Please give us updates as this develops, and you're welcome to file reports and send them to us. We'll air them here as well. And so God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Extremely powerful. And we're going to talk to more folks in Australia straight ahead, because the tyranny of Australia today is the tyranny here tomorrow. But we're going to win. This is a great opportunity. Great job to the crew. I'll be right back. And then, Owen Schroyer's live.
We're already halfway through September 2021.
It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We'll go to this modern day hero.
I've just been pulled over by the cops, probably because I'm outside of my 5Ks, but we'll see what happens. So I just thought I'd put the live stream on just in case. I don't know why I just took my seatbelt off. That was stupid.
Hello, Monica.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good, you?
We're just from the Springvale Police Station.
Sure.
At the moment, we need to have a chat to you about a matter of incitement, so I need to place you under arrest for that, okay?
Pardon?
At the moment, you're under arrest for incitement.
Have you guys been following me?
You do not have to say I do anything, but anything you say to you may report to the evidence. Do you understand that? Do you understand that, Monica?
No comment.
Okay.
Please share this video as much as possible. Right. Monica Smith has just been arrested for incitement.
Can you turn the camera off for me, please? The phone, we're seizing that power.
So, here is another clip of her, what she was arrested for. Here is the thought crime in the once free country, now known as not Australia, but New North Korea. Here it is.
You agree with everything that we're saying?
Yeah.
You do?
So she tried to speak. They tried to arrest her. People stood up. The thugs trying to assault a woman. They call that incitement because she made them beat up that man and take him to jail. Incredible. Joining us again in the middle of the early morning is the lady, Monica Smith. Here's the headline out of the biggest newspaper in Australia. Anti-vax leader reveals engagement after release from jail. News.com.au, Australia's leading news site. Report she's been released after the Supreme Court said that she's being basically held for too long without bail, but she still faces time in prison. So we really appreciate Monica Smith. And we really appreciate her joining us. Wow, just amazing times. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Oh, it's an absolute honor. I'm so excited to be on here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, they tried to silence you, and it's not worked. So you've got the floor right now to tell us what's happened in prison, where your country is, where this is going, and just everything that's happened.
Sure. Well, I will just set the record straight, Alex. I was in prison for 22 days, not 6 months, although it did feel like 6 months, but I had a great legal team, so it wasn't too long. But basically, the bail conditions, Alex, well, I have a website with almost 70,000 subscribers, which in Australia is really quite significant. And I'm also the vice president of a newly formed political party. Now, they actually wanted me to delete my entire website in the bail conditions. So I was absolutely, it wasn't even a question whether or not I could sign those bail conditions. The wording was really interesting. It said, you must delete everything that incites opposition to the chief health officer's directions, which is anything that is to do with COVID. So basically what they were saying is not that I was inciting people to break CHO directions, but that I was inciting opposition, which is literally just me speaking out that I don't agree with things. Now, I don't know about what you think about political parties, but it's pretty much a political party's job to oppose the current government. So if I had signed that bail conditions, my whole year of work, the 70,000 subscribers, the 7 staff that I had, would have all been absolutely just deleted off the face of the website. So I didn't sign it. On top of that, there was curfews in place for myself personally above any CHO directions. So I would have to be in my home at 7 p.m. till 6 a.m. every single day until my actual hearing, which could be 2 years away. So I was absolutely not willing to sign that. So it was a really easy decision. But then, you know, when I was on my way to prison in a prison transport truck, I realized what I had signed myself up for. But look, it worked out really well, and I don't regret anything, and I wouldn't take it back. And it's been really great for the movement here in Australia. It's woken a lot of people up. It's given a lot of people courage because, you know, not everyone can do the same thing because we all have different states in life and different abilities, but everyone can do probably more than what they're doing. And that was my calling at that moment. I don't have children, so I was able to go to prison for 22 days and no one was seriously traumatized by that. So that was something that I could do for Australia to bring awareness internationally and locally to what's going on. The fact that someone like me, who has never been in trouble with the police, who's respected, I'm very well networked in the political scene in Australia and so forth. And so for someone like me to go to prison, I think it was a shock for Australia and internationally. And I'm glad to have been given the opportunity to stand up for my rights because, you know, I would rather be in prison than to willingly sign away my rights, which at the moment Australians are obviously, a lot of rights are being taken from us
Why do you think they picked Australia? Because this is all scripted. It's all a global Great Reset rollout. They admit it is in the Davos Group announcements. And we played a clip before he came on of John Kerry, the climate czar, saying, oh, this is a global corporate takeover. This is about carbon. This is about cutting carbon. We're going to have carbon lockdowns. And so it's all official that this was just using the virus to train you to live under a police state. The corporations of the world are establishing a Chinese-style dictatorship. Why do you think they chose Australia? And then after you comment, Simon can pop in on this. You guys are free-for-all. And why do you think they picked the South to be the most draconian of the most oppressive area?
Well, it's obvious that Australia was picked because Australians are generally very laid-back people. Australians are very friendly. And they're very trusting to their government. Now, the Australian people could never have prepared for this. They don't have guns, firstly, like they do in America. They're unarmed. And they trust their government. You know, we've got this "she'll be right, mate" attitude in Australia. You know, people here, they're more interested in watching the rugby or the football or the cricket on TV than getting involved in politics. But voting is compulsory. A lot of people don't want to vote. They just go because they have to. So it looks like Australia has been the guinea pig for the rest of the world. In particular, the cities of Melbourne, where Monica Smith is, and Sydney, where I am, they've been hit very hard. Now, they've targeted their experiments and their attacks on the multicultural communities, on the religious communities. We know in Australia that those communities have been targeted especially. They've targeted churches. They've closed churches. They've closed mosques. People are being denied the right to receive Holy Communion, to pray together, to go to funerals. People can't say goodbye to their loved ones at the cemetery. There are people getting arrested at the cemetery. There are people that are being denied basic medical rights. They can't visit their doctor. They can't visit a hospital.
So this is just an exercise in total martial law. I want to get Ms. Schmidt's take on that. Why do you think Australia was a beta test? Why do you think they targeted? Why do you think they targeted your town the most?
I think that, and I heard Simon saying that we are very laid back people, and we've had it very easy. We, for the last, you know, since the Eureka Stockade, really, we haven't had to fight too much for our freedoms and for the leisurely life that we live. So I think we were perfect for it, and we are very she'll be right. Nothing really bothers us. We just, you know, we just grit it and we just keep going. We're very friendly, and I think that's one of the reasons why. And I know that we're talking a lot about the negative side of things, and it's true. We can't go to everything that we can't do, Alex, is to do with our health. Every single thing we cannot do is helping our mental state. So everything that helps us, communities, groups, exercise, everything is anti-health, and it's to break our psychological, break us psychologically. So we're in a psychological warfare. I mean, you talk about that. We all talk about that. Sometimes it's easier when it's actually with physical weapons because then you can see the tyranny. But it's psychological, and I think the way that we're going to beat it is with our psyche as well. So we have to have courage of conviction as a collective unit, country and world to actually beat them, because what they're trying to do is beat us down psychologically so that we feel like we've already lost. Because if we think we've lost, well, then we're going to lose, aren't we? So
that's why, for those who don't know, it's a standard psychological oppression to create mass depression and mass psychosis, to put pressure on, take pressure off, put pressure on, take pressure off, but always squeeze down harder as you go.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America and the entire world is going down the tubes because of the UN Globalist directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken under the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken under the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a corporate takeover of our bodies and then to track and trace us for a neo-feudalist system because the world was rejecting their program, so they launched Operation Lockstep. I mean, I think it's clear you guys know that. And you're victims of it. I think it's key to get the word out to leaders and others around the world, the people, that this is a war for the world. As another Australian said, this is a global corporate takeover of the planet. Please continue, Ms. Schmidt.
Well, yeah, the vaccine passports, you know, so, but, and what you said about the uncertainty, it's a weapon in itself. You don't know if you can go ahead with your wedding plans. You can't even die because you might not be able to have anyone at your funeral. It's this constant not knowing what the government's going to do every single day. Tomorrow the playgrounds might be closed. The next day it might be open. And if it's open, you should be grateful because it used to be closed. But yet it's your human right anyway. So it's your right. It's absolutely it's psychological warfare. It's so interesting. But these... So the last thing my premier said in Victoria, Daniel Andrews, is that we've got this roadmap out of lockdown, right? So, and the exciting thing is by Christmas we might be able to sit outside of cafes, but we'll have to be vaccinated. But that's absolutely illegal to enforce anything like that. But he just says these things and hopes that people just get vaccinated because they want to go to a cafe. But in fact, it's totally discrimination to not let someone eat somewhere because they don't want to take a medical procedure. But he just says it anyway. So it's that coercion. It's
and especially when the shot doesn't work and isn't a vaccine and is a gene therapy, and the countries with the highest vaccination rate have the highest illness rate. And then Australia had almost none of these illnesses. But now you're getting all these weird illnesses like everybody else now that they're taking the injections. I mean, this is just, again, a crazy corporations with a world government plan going for broke. Sorry, please continue.
So basically, it's like I said, they're trying to break us. That's everything that I can say. They want to take everything away from us that makes us happy. Connection is the number one reason why people don't get depressed. It's the number one reason why people are depressed, because they don't have enough connection. So they are trying to basically make the entire nation of Australia depressed so that we will do whatever they say. Now, tyrants don't negotiate, okay? So when the people find a way around the system, which they have in Victoria, they set up a cocktail route around the city that was all outside and people were wearing masks and everything. And our premier said, you can't do that. You can't drink cocktails. You have to, you know. And so these tyrants, they actually get worse the cleverer the people get. So they're just trying to break us, and we're not going to break, Alex, so they can do whatever they want.
Exactly. Trying to break you for what, though? To accept the carbon tax, the ID, the digital app. But, I mean, it's so damn obvious. Klaus Schwab says, we will make them very angry until they submit to Great Reset. As if we don't know he's the one doing it for the Great Reset. Simon?
Yeah, definitely. In regards to what can be done, I mean, the Australian people doing whatever they can do. You mentioned something earlier, Alex, which has really sparked my interest. And I know a lot of our Australian viewers would be very, very grateful for this. You said that you're willing to go to the Australian Embassy in Washington and do some kind of a political protest. Now, I just want to underscore, and I'm sure Monica would agree with me here, and so would millions of Australians who are going to be watching this, that is such a great thing. That is exactly what we need. We need for our friends and our allies overseas, especially the Americans who are very close to Australia, to point the finger at the Australian government and say, no, this is wrong. What you're doing is wrong. It's against all, you know, the values of Western civilization. It's against Christian values. It's against the basic principles of freedom and human rights. So just maybe a counter question to you, if you could take this opportunity to evaluate, and obviously there'll be many other millions of Americans who potentially could visit the Australian Embassy, visit the Australian Consulate, you know, bring the American flags, bring whatever Aussie flags, bring signs. We would love to see that.
Absolutely. You know, well, I mean, when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And it may take a couple of weeks if I'm going to build this up. I may go to New York. You know, I thought about going and protesting because Bolsonaro said I could interview him in Brazil, and then I didn't think, oh, he's there. I should have gone and interviewed him. But I was in D.C. for the January 6th protesters that a bunch were nonviolent, still held in solitary confinement, and so I didn't go to that. But we could have a protest at the U.N., and there's also an Australian consulate, I know, in New York, or we could do the one in D.C. or do both. But, yeah, we need to get everybody out to do that, because that's something the press is going to cover, and they're watching and testing again in Australia, and in the 50th state of Hawaii as well, is under a very draconian system. So they love islands because you have nowhere to run.
We really need the international community to step up here. Look, Australia has been helping countries all around the world. Our troops have been going overseas. Australia's been, you know, donating money and aid, and, you know, for all sorts of natural disasters and so forth. Australia's never really asked for help. You know, the Australian people. Right now,
sir, you're under globalist New World Order takeover. It's a scientific test. You are us. You're like part of our heart or our arm, and we are yours. They're attacking me right now when they attack you and when they threw Ms. Schmidt into that gulag. Can you speak to that?
This is only the beginning. They've been putting people on incitement charges for a year, so this has been their tactic to actually silence people who have a platform. So you would have heard of Craig Kelly as well. He's a political member of parliament. He was taken off Facebook. He gets slammed in the media all the time. So this is just the beginning. They're trying to obviously stop people from speaking out of fear that they will get treated really badly from the media and so forth. And then, of course, with the protests, as the days went on, the police got more and more brutal, seemingly to try and scare people. So this is just the beginning, and tyrants don't negotiate. They just get harder. So it is going to get harder. This is not the end at all. So anything America can do would be absolutely fantastic, because I don't know, maybe some people are going to have to die for this, you know. It's getting really serious here. The protesting is very violent, and it's not coming from the people, it's coming from the police. But the people have to defend themselves as well. So it's a very difficult situation here, and I would love to be able to stop that from happening, escalating into actual violence, like actual death and things like that. But it's heading that way, unfortunately.
All right, now going to final comments. Take as much time as you like. I was talking over you earlier, and I'd like to put a promo out with you, you know, saying, Monica Schmidt, that same thing you said. They want to break us. They're not going to break us. And, of course, I started interrupting like I do because I get so excited. Restate that for us and make any other great points you'd like to impart to several million people that are going to watch this.
Sure. Well, thanks for the opportunity. So, look, the tyranny and the violence from the police and the obvious draconian measures of the premiers are – they're obvious. You know, you can see them in black and white. But what they really want to do is break our soul and break our minds, break our will, because then we're very easy to control. You know, it's like with the vaccine. If you don't want to take it, but you take it to go to cafes or to appease your government or to keep your job, you lose a little bit of your soul every single time you do something that you know is against your conviction, basically. So every single method, every single thing that these premiers are doing are really designed to break our souls, just like an animal or a dog, or like, you know, how they train elephants in those tourist countries. It's all just psychological. So for me, and what I realized in prison, and what I did with, you know, utilizing my courage of conviction, is it actually beat them in that moment. They tried to silence me, and instead of silencing me, they actually made my voice international and bigger. So it actually did the exact opposite. So what I realized in prison, Alex, one of the biggest thing I realized is that collective courage of conviction is going to be the only way that the world is going to beat the agenda. Now, obviously, you've said the agenda is in full swing. It has been for decades, and we are definitely behind the eight ball because we were all enjoying our lives and families and our communities and not thinking that this would happen in our lifetime and maybe a next generation would have to deal with it. But here it is. It's not our fault that it's here, but it is our fault to do something about it. And the only way that we can is to have our own individual courage of conviction in our own states in life, in our own lifestyles, with our own abilities. Everyone can do more. That's what I did, and this is what you're doing. This is your role in the fight, Alex, and everyone has their own role, whether small or big. So for me, it's if you want to get them, you know, if you want to spite them, then have courage of conviction and just say no. And guess what? You'll love it. You'll feel super empowered, and you'll become a better person for it, and you'll never look back. So that would be my last comment, Alex, and we will win. I believe we will win.
Beautifully said. Thank you again. What time is it in your region of Australia right now?
I think it's 5:15.
Okay, so the birds are about to wake up. All right, well, I hope to someday visit you when Australia is a free country. I always wanted to do it. I've just been so busy in the fight here knowing this was coming. Because it's in their own documents. I'm sure you've seen this, but Klaus Schwab says we've captured all the democracies, we've captured the countries. So he's diametrically opposed to your reignite democracy movement. So it should be quite easy if you just explain to people this is an outside force. And everybody should duplicate what you're doing in their countries, like Canada and blue cities in the U.S. and Europe, and should create these registries of people that stand free and open to band together their strength in that. All right, Monica. I really want to thank you. Congratulations on getting engaged. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Alex. Have a great day.
Thank you, Monica Schmidt. Wow.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.